Is ChatGPT the professor of the future? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Gerald LaTondra, professor of educational administration at Penn State University, examines the possibilities.
How would you feel if your child was being tutored by a robot? We have heard a lot of news about ChatGPT and generative AI changing the nature of education. But consider what might happen if AI could move around the classroom, talk to students, and respond to human emotions. Researchers around the world are working on developing social robots for use in schools. In Singapore, a Pepper robot made by SoftBank Corporation was used to read stories to preschoolers. Some experts believe these robots could become common in society, and many companies are already marketing these robots for use in homes and schools. The current generation of social robots is not yet up to the task of teaching. The robot our team studied could not interact with more than one person at a time, recognize individuals, or even navigate the constantly changing classroom space. However, linking AI to social robots holds promise that some of these basic problems might be surmounted in the years to come. This raises real concerns. Both adults and children respond differently to robots than they do to a computer or an iPhone. Studies have shown that little children sometimes accept social robots as peers, and even high school students want to form emotional connections with robots. By embodying AI in robotic form, researchers could dramatically enhance a social robot's ability to mimic human behavior. How do we prepare our children for a future in which AI may show up in the form of a robot? Social robots could be useful tools to teach children how the form and functioning of AI affects our perception. As AI becomes a bigger part of our work and lives, educators need to prepare students to think critically about what it means to live and work with social machines.
And that was Gerald LaTondra of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.